Welcome to another episode of our podcast, Let's Talk TriDelta. Thanks for joining us. I'm Karen White, TriDelta's CEO and editor-in-chief of our award-winning magazine, The Trident. It is May of 2020, and the world continues to deal with COVID-19. At TriDelta, we have been super passionate about meeting our members where they are during the strangest of very strange times. There's a group of TriDeltas that have really been on our minds this spring and on our hearts as we supported 18,000 collegiate members as they returned to their permanent homes as remote students and remote chapter members leaving their college campuses. Within that group are 3,000 senior members who had their final years in college completely upended. They missed out on all those special memories and moments like senior weeks and pansy celebrations, graduation ceremonies, and even their circle degree, the final degree of initiation into TriDelta. So we decided to show these women some extra Delta love with our Senior Celebration Week, which includes some very special interviews here on our podcast. We're going to feature some dynamic seniors, brave, bold, and kind women who have very bright futures. Earlier this year, during our Collegiate Leadership Conference, I had the chance to sit down with one of these women and hear her story. I am so proud of her, and she is a great reminder that the future of TriDelta is in very good hands.
Joining me today is a very special guest. She is our 2020 Sarah Ida Shaw Award winner, London Moore. The Sarah Ida Shaw Award, named to recognize our beloved founder, is TriDelta's most prestigious collegiate award. Out of 141 collegiate chapter nominees, the Sarah Ida Shaw Committee selected London as this year's recipient. London is a senior in our Theta Gamma chapter at the University of Oklahoma. She's studying public relations. She most recently served her chapter as collegiate chapter president. London, thank you for being with us today on Let's Talk TriDelta.
Yeah, thank you so much for having me. I'm elated, and this is going to be a lot of fun.
Well, first and foremost, congratulations on your award. That is absolutely amazing. How does it feel? What does it mean to you?
Well, I would say, first and foremost, I'm truly humbled beyond belief. But in reality, I attribute this award to the many people that have walked this journey with me. I reflect on my advisors, the women of Theta Gamma, OU Panhellenic, and the wonderful sisters I've had the chance to encounter at things such as CLC, and so many others. So I think this award is a product of a lot of hard work by a lot of people. And so I'm just thankful I got to play a small role.
That is spoken like a true leader. So tell us how you found out about winning this award. I kind of know the backstory, so yeah. Share with our listeners.
So it was our first chapter with our new exec, our new slate, sure. New slate exec. And so I promised them I'd be front and center to help with any issues they may have. So getting me to chapter was not the issue. And the funny thing is, I knew this award was presented at CLC, but I lost kind of track of the timeline. And I had Googled who had won like a week prior because I just thought that was right. What was happening.
Right.
And so when Kimberly came on the screen to announce it, I think that shock is an understatement.
Right.
I'm not a crier, but whoa, I was like a mess. I think
great.
People were like confused as to who was gasping in the front, but that was me. So it was so much
the
fun.
The ugly cry.
Yeah, that was me. But it was a blast. Everyone was so wonderful, and we just kind of celebrated after.
Well, congratulations. That's amazing. And I know when I spoke with Returning President Kimberly Sullivan, she was so happy to be able to do that. And she was just as excited as you were to be able to deliver that message. You come from a pretty strong legacy of leadership at Oklahoma, right? Mm-hmm. Last year, Sarah Ida Shaw Award winner was from Oklahoma as well. You want to talk a little bit about inheriting that legacy of leadership?
Yeah. So I truly think that one of my highest honors in terms of being a TriDelta has been in being able to be in the room surrounded by the women of Theta Gamma. They really live out the phrase brave, bold, and kind, and show me that it's much more than just a saying. They've kind of demonstrated that it's how you treat others. It's stepping up in times of adversity, asking how we can be better, challenging ourselves and challenging others. So really and truly, I have lived in the chapter house for 3 years now, and I just feel like I walk in every day. I'm surrounded by Sarah Ida Shaws, and they're all embodying different goals and strengths and things that I constantly try to embody. So I really am the least of Theta Gamma. Like I am. Like I just admire all of them so much. And so I think it's just accredited to the way that those women hold themselves and the standard they hold each other to.
That's amazing. We're very lucky to call them our sisters, really and truly.
Absolutely.
So what inspires you as a leader?
I think a lot of, like, staying on the topic of Theta Gamma, the thing that I've admired most about the women of Tri Delta and Theta Gamma specifically that I've gotten to witness is they go beyond finding ways to just embrace the women around them and actually celebrate them. Mm-hmm. And so they recognize that they don't have the right answer alone, but when they really get together with people who portray a big diversity in thought, they're able to be their best. I think that Tri Delta's done a wonderful job of creating a safe space to empower others to bring their ideas regardless of race, ethnicity, title, religion, income, or anything of those sorts. And so honestly, I'm just inspired to be watching those around me truly live out the phrase kind of like to all and not just say it.
Yeah. Well, so with any leader, right, certainly there's inspiration and there are many wins, but there's some challenges too. Mm-hmm. So what are some of the roadblocks you faced as a leader in Theta Gamma?
I think that within leadership, there are a lot of challenges. And honestly, I find that to be one of the most beautiful parts. I think leadership without challenges is reflective of a lack of growth. So in a chapter the size of Theta Gamma, one of the things that can be difficult is making everyone feel very seen and heard and valued.
Right.
And while this is difficult, I also think this is extremely crucial and vital to success. So I believe firmly that every member has something to contribute. And as a leader, it's your job to create the stage for them to thrive on. And at first, I was really kind of scared of this pursuit, but I kind of learned quickly that it's a very simple endeavor. It can be taking someone to coffee. Right. It can be just intently listening, being fully present in a conversation, sure. setting your phone down, maybe not sending your phone to voicemail, which I'm so bad at doing.
That's hard.
Ultimately, I think it's just being available.
Sure.
I think availability is honoring. It can really empower and elevate those around you. I think it's living out this phrase, for every hour you spend investing in yourself, spend to investing in others, because chances are you're going to leave just as changed.
So well said. Your first few days last January as Theta Gamma's Collegiate Chapter President, you faced a pretty enormous challenge that really involved all of Tri Delta. Can you give us a little overview of that situation?
Yeah, so last January, in my sixth day as president, there was a racist video posted by a now former member. And I would say since then, Theta Gamma has never been the say, and I can confidently sit here and say that I think that's for the best. We no longer shy away from difficult conversations. We may see a need on campus and we'll fill it. We're working to bridge gaps across councils to encourage all of our Panhellenic sisters. I think we listen more intently. We capitalize on ideas, and most importantly, we understand the impact that we can have. From an outside perspective, it's really difficult to see this situation in a positive light. And while none of these actions were positive, I have been able to be in rooms where I've seen the light shine from those who were involved in situations, right? So I've been in the room where there's been a lot of really tough conversations happening. Right. This promotion of the idea, getting comfortable, being uncomfortable.
Right.
Honestly, the confrontation of a lot of long overdue discussions, asking how we can be better and pursuing tangible actions to fulfill those words so they're not empty. And I think lastly, we recognize that although the events of January are something we want to move past, we don't want to leave them in the past. These conversations and ideas are something we really need to shine a light on and constantly cultivate so that we can grow and become better, as I've seen so much throughout the past year. I've always been a proud Theta Gamma, but really and truly, I'm most proud of who Theta Gamma is becoming.
Right.
I think we all recognize that we can no longer preach inclusivity. We really have to walk in it.
Right. Well, leader to leader, let me say to you that the way you handled that situation inspired me.
Thank you.
Were brave and you were bold, right? You had to be both of those things, but you're also very kind, right? To those around you. Right, who needed to hear from you, mm-hmm. As well, you know, as your own sister, the greater OU community, as well as your own chapter, right? And you stepped in and did a beautiful job. So well, leader to leader.
Thank you
right?
so much.
That kudos was... and thank you, yeah. right? Thank you.
Well, thank you.
In your speech, accepting your award at CLC, right? You say, the thing I love most about Tri Delta is that we're trying to be better. We recognize there's room to grow, and we're growing into it. Why is that important to us at Tri Delta?
So in my speech, I say this is my favorite thing, and I think it always will be. And I think it's because Tri-Delta really prides ourselves on the saying kind of like to all, right? But I've gotten to see it be much more than just a motto or a phrase.
Right.
It's something we're constantly in pursuit of and adapting to. So I reflect on initiatives such as the Body Image 3D program, Behind Happy Faces, the Mental Health Initiative, and so many others. And these are true examples of that growth. It's so much more than just being kind. Tri-Delta is continuously working on creating these atmospheres for all women to thrive in. And as I've kind of mentioned, not just accepting women, but actually celebrating them for who they are and what they bring. So I think that that's something Tri-Delta is constantly striving for, which is what I really admire. I think our commitment to kindness is never ending, and we're learning how to be kinder every day. So that's kind of where I was coming from.
That's great words, right? And so thrilled that you shared that and those words with our sisters. So now that it's been a year, right, since you embarked on your leadership journey and managed through a very difficult situation, how have you changed?
I think I have learned the art of listening and how important that is, whether that be listening to people with more experience, listening to mentors, listening to others, or honestly listening to myself. I think it's learning to ask for feedback, capitalize on mistakes, and always looking for ways to improve. I believe that we can never be too educated on a subject, and the greatest leaders immerse themselves in diversity of thought and challenge themselves to learn about things that don't always directly affect them, right? I think they really ask to serve others rather than be served. And so these are some concepts that I'm attempting to pursue and grow greater in so that I can just hold myself to even a higher standard than I did the day before. And I think that starts through listening and engaging with others and just really being intentional with our time.
So wise beyond your years. I had a mentor who said to me, you know, as a leader, you know, listening is your superpower, right? And speaking not so much because your whispers are roars,
right?
So picking your moment to share your thoughts, right? Because anything you say is amplified and heard in a different way as a leader. So spending more time listening than talking. So tell me about Theta Gamma, right? How are you continuing the conversations at OU?
So it was really important for us to move past January and actually create tangible change. So a few of the initiatives we've taken are we've created a multicultural and ally inclusionship chair. We've implemented a celebration of sisterhood where we recognize unique beliefs and cultures that all the Theta Gamma women boast.
That's great.
We've revisited the concepts of some positions such as like chapter chaplain and instead created spiritual wellness, right, to kind of encompass a broader range of things. We've taken the test about our implicit biases and tried to challenge ourselves to learn more on those and create goals how to best correct these. We've created a stronger community with Panhellenic, crafted a zero tolerance policy. And then one of the things that I think has been the greatest is something OU Panhellenic actually came up with. They required every chapter to create an individualized chapter diversity and inclusion plan where we had to craft 5 points of ways we could tangibly create change. And then they held us accountable throughout the year on making sure those happen. So maybe making sure your house is handicapped accessible or a multitude of things. And I think that's something that really can be applied beyond just chapters. I think that can be applied in the workplace, to yourself. I think it's a great idea to really think of 5 ways to make a difference and then hold yourself to that. So I applaud OU Panhellenic for their efforts, and I'm just glad that we get to be a part of that.
Well, I know OU is glad to have you, London Moore. I know they are. So by the time this episode airs, you may have graduated. What are your plans?
Right now I'm in that I don't know phase.
That's okay.
Which I found immense peace in. My heart's really with the nonprofit realm. I had the chance to work at St. Jude this summer, and it doesn't get better than that. In terms of how I'm going to get there, it might be grad school, it might not. I don't know. I may be listening to this episode and laughing because I'm just way off. I don't know. I just am glad to know that I have the comfort of Tri-Delta to support me along the way and Connect DDD and all these wonderful resources just to like promote success for all of our members. So I am not fearful of the future.
Well, thank you for saying that, right? Because there are 230,000, you know, TriDelta alumni out there invested in your success. So yeah. I have a feeling you will find exactly where need to be and quickly. You know, we talk a lot in TriDelta about preparing our members for life after college and ways to help ease that transition, including our Life After College series. In what ways would you say that TriDelta has helped you prepare for this transition and maybe entering the working world or grad school?
Yeah, I think opportunity after opportunity TriDelta has given me, right? It's shown me the value of difference, prepared me to seek out ways I can improve instead of just settling, shown me the importance of being a servant and obviously the importance of listening as well as putting others before myself. Honestly, I think that I leave undergrad with so much confidence because of my time in TriDelta and knowing that they're going to be with me along the way, but also the tools they have given me to best achieve success. So, I mean, I say TriDelta is the best class I ever took in college because awesome. I truly feel it's prepared me more than anything else. So I think it's just made me a better rounded woman.
Outstanding. So I'll share with you one of Sarah Adeshaw's favorite sayings is that one is never alone in TriDelta, right? So you will continue to be surrounded by your sisters, right, as you make your way across your lifetime. What advice do you have for other sisters and leaders as they wrap up their time in college and in the chapter?
My absolute favorite author in the whole world is Bob Goff, and he has this wonderful quote that says, "You'll be able to spot people who are becoming love because they fill their lives with people who don't look like them, act like them, or even believe the same things as them. They treat with them with love and respect and are more eager to learn than presume they have something to teach." And I think that's it. I think that sums it up. I think it's asking those questions and listening just as intently, because those are the moments when you make someone feel seen and elevated and empowered. And those are the things that people remember. It's those small actions, they speak the loudest. Mm-hmm. And that's going to get your members on fire for serving and contributing their ideas and strengths and really feeling seen within your chapter.
So we want you to stay involved in TriDelta.
Oh, don't worry about that one.
So what do you think about staying involved in TriDelta as an alumna? What do you envision that looking like for you?
So I've actually thought through this a lot, because obviously TriDelta never leaves you, but that on-campus college experience does come to an end. So being reflective and nostalgic, I kind of thought through why TriDelta is so much more than a sorority. And I've come to the conclusion that it's a home.
Yes, it is.
It's where you can have your worst day.
Yeah.
It's where service brings us together. I think it's where strong women kind of show what we can accomplish. It's a wonderful place where it's okay to talk about mental health, where we welcome all spiritual faiths, we listen, we learn from each other. And where regardless of what you look like or where you're born, every woman feels celebrated for all that she is and empowered to grow into who she wants to be. And so in recognizing this, that's what I want to do. I want to ensure that I can create these experiences for those who follow me, just because I know how valuable this experience has been to me and how much it has changed me as a person. And so anytime someone says, "Do you want to come to this, do this," like, sign me up. Just put me on the paper, because I'm going to be there, because it's so crucial sitting here knowing the opportunities TriDelta has given me and how it has shaped me that I can do the same for others. So I think in any way I can be involved, I'm going to be there. That's the answer.
Well, we love hearing that. London, thank you for saying yes to TriDelta when you did. And here's hoping you'll continue to say yes to TriDelta as often as you can across your lifetime, and that you and she will continue to grow and develop and learn together. Huge thank you for being here with us today, and another congratulations to
you. Thank you so
much. 2020 Sarah Adeshaw winner, London Moore.
Thank you for joining us as we honor our collegiate seniors with our Senior Celebration 2020. And please stay tuned for some new podcast series coming soon, including a special Life After College series and a Distinguished Delta series, where we're going to get to know some more amazing women in our sisterhood. Certainly, we hope all of our members and families are remaining safe and following the important guidelines around COVID-19. Remember, there are still so many TriDeltas serving on the front lines of this crisis in healthcare and law enforcement. Our thoughts and Delta love go out to all of those who are serving on the front lines so bravely. And please like, subscribe, and rate our podcast. In TriDelta, we love 3 stars, but for our podcast, we love 5-star ratings. Thank you for joining TriDelta. Join us next time and bring you